This is a recast of the 1500-word piece, How to Plant Elodie Densa in the Pond from Midwest Pond Features. This article discusses how to plant and care for Elodie Densa in a pond or aquarium. Let's listen in.
Elodie Densa is a fast-growing aquatic plant that's great for controlling algae growth and providing oxygen for fish. It can be a great addition to any pond or aquarium.
That's right. But with so many factors to consider, from choosing the right Elodie Densa to controlling its growth, it can be overwhelming to know where to start.
That's why we've compiled this guide on how to plant and care for Elodie Densa in your pond or aquarium. So let's dive in and learn all you need to know about Elodie Densa.
The first step is choosing the right spot. Elodie Densa needs plenty of light to grow, so make sure the place you select receives at least 6 hours of direct sun daily. The water should also be deep enough to allow the plant to grow to its height of around 3-4 inches.
After that, you need to prepare the pond. Remove any weeds or debris from the water, and make sure the water is clean and clear. If the water is murky, you may need to add a water clarifier.
Planting Elodie Densa is quite easy. Take the plant out of its container or packaging, being careful not to harm the stems or leaves. Use a pair of scissors to trim any damaged or dead leaves or stems. Gently push the stems of the Elodie Densa into the substrate at the bottom of the pond, making sure that the roots are buried in the substrate but not covered by it. Plant them in clusters of 3 to 5 stems with a distance of 6 inches between each cluster.
To keep your Elodie Densa growing and thriving, providing it with the proper care is essential. It needs clean, clear water with a pH between 6.5 and 7.5, plenty of sunlight and nutrients, and temperatures between 50 degrees Fahrenheit and 80 degrees Fahrenheit for optimal growth.
You may also need to prune it occasionally to prevent it from growing too quickly and becoming too dense. Just use scissors to trim the stems to your desired length. Controlling growth is also important. Elodie Densa can become invasive if not adequately controlled. To prevent it from taking over your pond, you may need to thin out the plant occasionally by gently pulling up some of the stems and roots.
Other aquatic plants you could consider are Anacharis, Egeria, water lettuce, and common waterweed, though you should research their specific care needs before adding them to your pond or aquarium.
When choosing Elodie Densa for your pond, make sure you buy it from a reputable source and look for healthy plants with green leaves and strong stems. Avoid buying plants with yellow leaves or signs of damage.
To prepare your pond for planting, it's important to clean it and remove debris or dead plants, as well as test the pH and nutrient levels of the water with a testing kit and adjust as needed for optimal growth conditions.
When planting Elodie Densa in an aquarium, rinse the plants thoroughly before planting to remove dirt or debris. Cut the stems into smaller pieces and plant them in the substrate, leaving the leaves and upper parts of the branches above the water surface, and make sure there's enough light and nutrients for them to grow.
That's it for today.